Now we were talking about the nafkaminas between Ravina and Rav Sama here on Daf Yudamid Beis, and you may recall that the Gemara gives one nafkamina about a Kohen who sends a Yisrael as a shliach to Mekadesh a Grusha. And Tosis is bothered by this because of a sheet of Rava in Masech the Kiddushin. Yeah, so let's go over the Kasha of Tosis. It starts with Vim Tomar, which is about six lines into the Tosis. He says, Vim Tomar, my nafgimina, bein laman diomar, yiboy ovid, bein laman diomar, shliach bar chiyuva, lo lucky ala kiddushin le rava, diomar bi asora yuchsin, kidesh ve, kidesh eno loke, bal loke. In other words, we want to know whether yesh shliach ledvar vera in this particular scenario. The Gemara says, it depends on the machlokas shin Ravina Rav Sama. That according to Ravina, yesh shliach ledvar vera, because the Yisrael is a la bar chiyuva. So Tosu wants to know, how do you reconcile that with Rava? Because Rava would hold that in this case, there's no shlichus in any event, because the chiyuv is bi'ila. And Tosus offers two answers. The first answer, Tosus, is yesh lomar, the chibal. Later on, after the kiddushin is chal, if the kiddushin is chal, which is according to Ravina, he's the Yisrael is a la bar chiyuv, and therefore yesh shlichus ledvar vera. Then, when he has bi'ila later on, he's going to get malchus. Af al ha-kiddushin. Why? Because now we're saying that the kiddushin is valid. And why is the kiddushin valid? Because yesh shliach ledvar vera. So now we have a combination of kidesh ubal, which according to Rava is loka. So if you're asking me what's nafkamina, the nafkamina is whether he gets malchus later on after the be'ila. Now it's true. While it's true that at the moment of Kiddushin he would not get Bia because Kiddush v'lo Baal ain't a loke, but nevertheless later on, when he is Boel and he was bought after Kiddushin, then the second condition was met, and therefore he gets Malkus. But the first condition was that the Kiddushin be Chal. The Be'il itself would not generate Malkus. The violation, the full violation which would generate Malkus, is Kiddush u'Baal. Then Tosus offers a second answer. And that is, would the Kiddushin be Chal in and of itself, meaning is she, this Grusha, she an Eshes Ish? The Afla Rava, Nafgemina, im Yesh Shlichus, Chal in HaKiddushin, im Ein Shlichus, Ein Chal in HaKiddushin. And those are the two answers of Tosus. So we wanted to see here, in the Otzer Mefarshei Talmud, begins here in the last line on page Tuf Tzadi, which I think you have, and basically goes on to Tuf Tzadi Aleph. He says the following: Lechora, Hare Iser Yesh Af LeRava. Why does Tosus have to pin everything on the Malkus? Meaning, is there Malkus or is there no Malkus? And Rava, in fact, holds that there would be no Malkus for Kiddushin alone without Bia. Why does Tosus have to enter into that whole discussion? Why not just say simply that the Nafkamina is whether or not the Mishalech, in this case the Kohen who sent the Shliach, is in violation of the Iser through Kiddushin. In other words, although Rava says we suspend Malkus until such time he was Baal, but nevertheless for Kiddushin alone he violates the Iser. So the Torah says Lo Tikach, right? Grusha Lo Tikach.
Even before the Bila.
So although it's a two-stage process, the first stage begins with the violation of the Iser when he is Mekadesh and Isha, Mekadesh and Grusha. And the second level, which upgrades his Avera, is when he completes the Avera through Be'ila. And that's when he gets Malkus for the complete Avera. But nevertheless, there's a violation of a lav, even with Kiddushin alone. Yosef, I sent you an email. I wasn't sure if you got the message that that there would be Shia today because I had canceled on Thursday. So I just, so you don't have to, you know, skip this. Discount the email. You know, how do they say it in computer terms? To delete it?
Yeah. If it's redundant.
Right. Okay. So now Tosis vacillates back and forth on the following question. What is the status of Kiddushin in the case of a Kohen and a Grusha according to Rava? Yesh Lachkar. Rava says you don't get Malkus until after the Be'ila. So we could say that according to Rava, there is an Issa Doraisa with the Kiddushin, but it's not what we call an Avera Shlema. It's not a Lav B'Shlemus, and he doesn't get Malkus until he violates the Lav B'Shlemus with Be'ila. But there's another possibility, and that is to say that according to Rava, the machayev of the lav itself is the be'ila, just that there's a precondition that he's only chayev for be'ila if it was a be'ila of ishus, be'ila after kiddushin. However, Rava would agree that there is an isur derabanan for a kohen to be makadesh a grusha. So let's understand. There was no question in Tosis's mind that according to Rava, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. That's an Avera. Tosis vacillates whether that Avera is a Doraisa or it's a Darabana. And now we're going to take a look at an interesting Chiddush of Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk. He wants to know, what is the nature of an Issa Darabana? Would it be...
Where did he learn?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think he learned in Valojin. He's famous for two things. His Chidushim on the Rambam, which is called the Or Sameach, and his insights into Chumash, which is called the Meshech Chochma.
Okay.
And he wants to know the following. Would you be a Bar Chiyuva in a case where you violate an Issa Derabanan? In other words, when we say Yesh Liach L'Dvar Avera, according to Ravina, in a case where he's a Lav Bar Chiyuva, and therefore the Israel who was sent as a Shliach to marry off a Grusha to a Kohen, he's a Lav Bar Chiyuva, therefore Yesh Lichus L'Dvar Avera, would this Shlichus generate an Avera, albeit Rabbanon, on the part of the Mishaleach, the Kohen who sent the Shlich, would he be in violation of an Issa Drabanan? And the answer would simply, according to every piece of logic that we would know before Amir Simcha, the answer would be yes, he violates an Issa Drabanan. And the reason for that is because Yesh Shlich L'Dvar Avera, again, insofar as the Yisrael who was sent as a Shlich is a Lav Bar Chiyuva, and Ravina says in a Lav Bar Chiyuva, Yesh Shlich L'Dvar Avera, then the Mishaleach, the Kohen, is in violation, I'll call upon him, of an Issa Drabanan. Isn't that so? Oh. Rav Meir Simcha says that there are two ways of defining an Issa Drabanan, and that's going to be very relevant to our case of Shlichus. The Gemara establishes in a few places that if you violate an Issa Drabanan, you violate Lo Sasur. Meaning the Torah vested authority in the Chachamim to enact all sorts of gzeros lefi ra'osei nehem, and if you violate those isurim, let's say for example we're learning in Chulin about basar of becholov, which is the rabbanon according to our psak. So if a person eats basar of becholov, then he's in violation of lo sasur. Now how do we understand the violation of lo sasur? There are two ways of understanding this. Rav Meir Simcha, one way is to say that lo sasur means that this is considered basar b'cholov midrabbanan. That lo sasur gives the authority to the chacham to extend an isur Torah. And now, when he violates basar of b'cholov, it's as if he ate basar behema b'cholov. Why? Because midrabbanan, since lo sasur, we have to listen to this expanded scope definition of what of Basu B'chol. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding is that, no, he's not violating Basu B'chol. Basu B'chol of Doraisa is only B'behema, and that can't be changed. What the Chacham could say is that if you don't listen, if you don't... Right, exactly. If you don't listen up to what we have to tell you, and you question or you rebel against our authority, then it's not that you violated Basar Of Bechala, Basar Bechala, but you violated the Isilo Sasur. And we see something very similar in the case of Lifnei Iver. Because in Lifnei Iver, we're going to say that Lifnei Iver does not break up the Shlichus. Meaning, we hold that according to Ravina, Yeshlich and Varavera, in the case of the Israel, even though he violates Lifnei Iver. Again, we had a long discussion about whether he violates Lifnei Iver under this category or that category. That was the Panovich Rav. But the bottom line is that in one form or another, the Shliach is violating Lifnei Iver. And if that be the case, why not consider him a Bar Chiyuva? Why is it that clearly the Israel is operating as a shliach of the Kohen who sent him to marry Grusha, and that shlichus is valid because the shliach, the Israel, is a lab bar chiyuv. Why is a lab bar chiyuv? He violates Lifnei Iver. But the answer must be that Lifnei Iver is a general isur. It has nothing to do with Grusha le Kohen. In other words, this is just one permutation, one form of violating Lifnei Iver, but this is not an isur Misuyam, it's not a specific Isur of Grusha L'Kohen. As far as the Isur Grusha L'Kohen, the Israel is a La Bar Chiyuva, even though, despite the fact that he violates Lifnei Iver, because Lifnei Iver is a general Isur, that it's an umbrella Isur, if you will, that encompasses all the other Averas of the Torah, but it's not specific to that Avera. So that as far as the Avera of Grusha L'Kohen, this Yisrael is a La Bar Chiyuva, even though he violates Lifnei Iver. Right? That's clear.
Mm-hmm.
If we take that one step further, we can apply that to the case of the Drabanan, of a Lo Sasser situation. Meaning that Lo Sasser, if we view it as an Isur Klali, then as far as this particular Iser of Grusha L'Kohen, since Rava holds he doesn't violate this Iser according to this Tzad until he is Boel, and the Kiddushin per se is only a violation of an Iser that Rabbanan comes under Lo Sasur, he says, Kamosha be'Iser lifnei Iver she'eino mevatel sashlichus, and he's still considered a lav bar chiyuva. Mishum shetzarch sheyavel avera atzma. The Kohen is, the Israel is not in violation of this avera of who isha grusha lo yikach. Lo daisha over al iser kloli shalifnei iver is kmochein be iser drabana. It's not enough that he violates a general iser. He has to violate this specific iser. So ein shlich ledvar avera means that as far as this shlichus is concerned, is there a violation of Kohen Legrusha? If there is a violation of Kohen Legrusha, then yesh shlich ledvar avera would mean that the Kohen is in violation of this Isur. Why? Because since the Israel is a la bar chiyuva, we're going kontra Ravina, therefore the shlichus is chal. If the shlichus is chal, then there is a violation of Al Kopan and Isa Drabban on behalf of the Mishalech, the Kohen. However, he's saying that the Shlichus can only be Chal vis-a-vis this Iser of Grusha L'Kohen. We're not going to say Yesh Shlichus L'Tvar Avera in general. We're going to say that since the Shliach is a La Bar Chiyuv on this particular Iser of Kohen L'Grusha, therefore Yesh Shlichus L'Tvar Avera. And in this case, where the Shliach is generating an Isur Drabbana on behalf of the Mishaleach, because the Isur of Kohen Legrusha, as far as Rav is concerned, with regard to the Kedushin, is only Drabbana, then with regard to this Isur, we could say that certainly he's a La Bar Chiyuva. And certainly, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aver. Why? Because Shliach L'Dvar Aver means he becomes a Shliach for the Grusha to the Kohen. Correct? And as far as the Drabbanan is concerned, so Mimanashach, As far as the Doraisa is concerned, Rava holds he's not in violation of the Doraisa until what? Until he has Bia. And as far as the Issa Drabban, which is inherent in the Kiddushin itself, that's not an Issa of Kohen Ligrusha. That's just a general Issa of what? Of Lo Sasur. Is therefore, if the Iser Kedusha, which is only Drabban according to Rava, is not an Iser Prati, but rather it's an Iser Klali, which means that everything the Rabbanon prohibit, all their enactments and all their Xeros is only under the general Iser of Lo Sasur, if that be the case, then we're going to say that Yesh Shlich L'Dvar Avera. And why is it Yesh Shlich L'Dvar Avera? Because as far as this Aver is concerned, the Shlichus will be Chal, and that's because there's no Iser of Kohen Legrusha here in this case. It's only a general Iser of what? Of Los Sasur. Now, let me just ask you a question. What do you think, just as a knee-jerk response, when you violate an Iser Drabbanan, is that a violation of the specific Issa, which was an expansion of the Issa Torah, or is it a new category called Lo Sos, or a general category that encompasses all Averos? What would be your knee-jerk response?
Duraisa. Not just Lo Sasa.
Correct, and why?
Because the Rabbanan define what the Issa Torah is.
And not only that, but if I were to say that basar of b'chalav is asar b'bishal u'bahana, then what I'm really saying is that the Rabbanan expanded and extended the Issa d'oraisa of behema to of. And maybe we could take this even a step further. Let's say, for example, the Rambam, I don't know if you're familiar with this, the Rambam in Hilchus Eidus says that if a person violates an Issur Derabbanan, then not only is he Chayv Makas Mardus, but he's possibly Eidus Midrabbanan. Now, all the Mefarshim jump on this Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam elsewhere in Hilchus Sanhedrin says that Makas Mardus is not like Malkus Doraisa. Makas Mardus, he says, is what, according to the Rambam's definition, is called Migdar Milsa, or what we call Harash Shah. That it means that this is a command of the Torah to the Bezdin, that they should make sure to close up any Pirtzos in Klal Yisrael. So that's a directive to Bezdin.
Because you can't give Malkus for Lo Sasur, because it's not, by definition, identified for Maisa.
Interesting. Maybe it's a lot of shame about Maisa, per se. But in any event, so here's the question that they all ask on the Rambam. How could the Rambam say that if you violated the Rabbanan and Yichai Malkus Mardus, you therefore are possibly Eidus Min Rabbanon, when the Rambam himself elsewhere, not in Hilchus Eidus, but in Hilchus Sanhedrin, is committed to the fact that Makas Mardus is only a directive to Bezdin within the perspective of Horosh Shah. If there's a Pirtza in the, Lefi Ra'os Eimeihem, they should give Malkus. The Gemara even says in Masech Sanhedrin, they gave Malkus to someone who was talking to a girl, that he shouldn't be talking to, or something like that. In other words, even when he's not in violation. So that's called Migdar Milsa. It's if the, you follow what I mean? The generation needs it, so it's Migdar Milsa.
Then you'd be postulated just for the same reason, no?
No, so that's what they point out. That if the Makis is not for the Aver per se, but rather it's a directive to Bezdin in the broader context of Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, Bezdin is commanded L'Migdar Milsa to institute punishments. Mm-hmm. Right, Malkin Shalom Ben Adin, and so forth and so on. They can even put a person to death. Shalom Ben Adin was a guy who rode a horse on Shabbos. If you remember that case, so then that doesn't make the person into an avera. He's not chayv Malkus for the avera. The Malkus is there because Bezdin is plugging up a pirtza in society. So the answer that's given, it's not my own, but I wish I could say it's mine, but you'll find in the Gevurah Yitzchak and elsewhere, they say that there are two categories of Makas Mardus according to the Rabbanan. There's Makas Mardus because of the Avera per se, and there's Makas Mardus L'Migdar Milsa. For example, the Rambam says, when he gives the examples of those who apostle this Rabbanan, he gives the example of somebody who was Machal Yontif Shein Shel Golios, or someone who ate Basar Of Becholov. There, what the Rabbanan are doing is they're saying that the Kedushas Yontif Rishon is Chal on Yontif Sheini, and now it's the specific Aver of Chil Yontif. Here, the Makis is not Midin Migdar Milsa, it's not a directive to Bezdin, it's a result of this Avera. And if it's a result of this Avera Drabbanan in such a way that it generates Malkus as a punishment for that Avera, that's called Malkus Mardus, then he's possibly Avis. There are other dinim of Malkus Mardus for violations of Drabbanan that have nothing to do with the Easter per se. It's not a din Mesuyam, it's just that Bezdin is giving out Malkus Mardus when they see that the Dar needs that Malkus Mardus, what's called a Migdar Milsa. So again, you could see that the intuition would be to say that every drabbanon, insofar as an extension of a din Torah, would be a violation of that particular avera. It's not just a din kloli in los sos.
What would that have to do with apostle Yedis? I mean, the Chazal can be apostle whatever they want to, you know?
Right, but they only pass on Edus if he's Chayv Malkus. If he's not, the Rambam says if he's not Chayv Malkus, then on a Doraisa level he's not possible, and even on a Drabana level he's not possible. But on a Drabana level, if he gets Makas Maradus, then he's possible Edus. So the question is, what is the nature of that Makas Maradus? And that depends upon the nature of the Avera. If the Avera was an extension of the Din Torah, then the Torah prohibited X and the Rabbanan added Y and Z, that's one thing. Then you could say that he's getting Makis for the Avera. If on the other hand the Makis is just because, you know, the Dar is Parutz and there's no Mais Avera per se, but Bezdin is given this mission to make sure that the Dar is behaving properly, that's a whole different type of Makis.
Well, in that case he would not be possible.
Correct. Even the Rabbanan he'd be Koshel Yedis. And when the Rambam gives the examples of those who apostle Yedis mit Rabbanon, because the Chayv Malkus, he gives examples of Isurei Torah, which were extended by the Rabbanon.
And who says this?
This is, you'll find it in the Gevurah Yitzchak. If you want, I can get you a copy of it after the Shia. Belina, just press me on that.
And who is Yitzchak?
He's a Rashiv in Lakewood.
Huh.
Okay. Now Tosis says, Yesh Lomar, the Chibah al-Achar kach loke Af ala kedushin ki demuchach bereish tmura. So according to Ravina, he's going to get malchus twice: once for the bia and once for the kedushin. Why? Because there's shlichus ledvar avera here, which means that the mishaleach, the kohen who sent the shliach, is in violation of an isur doraisa of lotikach, that he took a grush as a wife, and then when he does the bia, he gets a separate Chiv Malkus for the beer. That's all according to Rava. L'Rav Sama loka gak al abia. L'fish al bia below kedushin gam kein loka. Oh wow, that's interesting. Tosis is now invoking a shita of the Ritva. I mean, a shita of certain Rishonim that you can get Malkus for bia without kedushin in the case of a kohen legrusha. Now, according to Rav Samoa, whether or not this Shlichus of Varvera, he did have a Bia relationship with this Grusha, therefore he gets Malkus for the Bia. He would not get Malkus for the Kedushin because Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. Vina would say he gets Malkus for the Kedushin as well because Yesh Shlich L'Dvar Avera in the case where the Shlich is a La Bar Chiyuva. And now he brings a question here from the Minchas HaBoker. I'm not familiar with the Minchas HaBoker, but I am familiar with the Marcheshes. If I'm not mistaken, the Marcheshes was a Rav in Vilna about 120 years ago or something like that. So here's the Kasha. Lama Lokel HaKedushin. Why, according to Ravina, does he get Malkus for the Kedushin? HaRezu HaSra Safek Shema Lo Yival. Meaning that according to Ravina, Lamafreya, after he is Boel, he gets Malkus for the Kedushin, but only if he is Baal. So when we give him a Hasra for the Kedushin, that Hasra by definition is Hasra Safek. We don't know if he will or will not complete this Aver by being Boel. So he gives a couple of answers. He says, Yesha Kosh Sugis Vilas Fasov Shmeyasra. Okay, fine. The Yesha Kosh Shakeman Sha'ovar Kvar Isur Hurach Ez Koso Vi Omrim Anu Shebevada Yavar. Now, this I believe, he says it in the name of the Minchas HaBoker. This I believe is a reflection of Tosus in Masechet Nazir. So let me just mention to you Tosus in Masechet Nazir on Asra's Sofek. The question is, a Nazir drinks wine and he gets Malchus for that. Why isn't that a Hasra's Sofek? What do I mean? Tosus says that there's a halacha called She'ela al Nazirus. A person could be Shoel. He gets together three people at tribunal and he says, well, if I would have known it's so difficult, blah, 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 I would never have taken upon myself this Nazirus. And they could be Matir as Nazirus. Now we hold that HaTorah Chacham is L'mafreya, in which case he never violated the Isur Nazirus because he was never a Nazir to begin with. So Tosus asks the following question: every Hasra Sofik in a Nazir case, every Hasra in a Nazir case should be Hasra Sofik, because we don't know if it will be Sholon is Nazirus. And for that matter, he wants to claim that every Neder that you violate should be Hasra Sofik, because it could always be Sholon is Neder. So Tosus answers that when a person takes a Neder, or he takes upon himself Nazirus, is a Chazokah, Tosus says, that he's not going to be Sholon is Nazirus. The very fact that he was Megaladas, that he wants to be a Nazir, indicates that he also wanted not to be a Nazir. And based on that, it becomes Asra's Vadai. So here we get to the basic Hakira. What is Asra's Sofik? Is Asra's Sofik because we don't know whether or not he's going to really get Malchus? As we're telling him, hey, my friend, if you do X, you're going to be Chayv Y. And here we don't know. So the answer is we do know, because we have Chazaka telling me that we know. The other way of saying Asra Safek, Lav Shmei Asra, has to do with the fact that he didn't complete the Avera. So for example, in the case of a Kohen Lugrusha, the Avera is constituted by two different Maisim. He's got to do the Maisa Kedushin and the Maisa Bia. And the Maisa Bia. So for example, let's say a person says Shvur Shalo Ochal Kiker Zu Im Ochal Kiker Zu. So now the Avera comprises two different Maisim. He's not allowed to eat this Kikar, but only if he eats this Kikar. So when he eats this Kikar, then he's Chayef for eating this Kikar. So the two different Maisim, that's called Asra Sofek. Because what are we going to tell him? Don't eat this thing. Well, maybe he will or will not eat the other one. And until he eats the other one, he's not Chayef for this one. So this Minchas HaBoker here, I looked up his name here, is Morgenstern. This Minchas HaBoker is based on Tosus and Nazir, that the issue of Hasra Sofik depends upon whether we know, whether we can assume, will he violate the Avera and Chayv Malchus, will he not violate the Avera? So then we activate the principle of Chazaka. However, there's a whole other way of understanding Hasra Sofik, where this would be a serious problem, and we go back to the first answer they gave, Asra Sofik Shmei Asra. But if you hold Asra Sofik Lav Shmei Asra, then if he needs both the Maisa Kedushin and the Maisa Be'ila, that by definition is a Hasra Sofik. Well, now we get to your question, Tavon. Umashe Hikshu Lama Lokam Shalea Chare Lo Osa called Maisa V'Lav Shem Bo Maisa Ain Lokin Olof. Why does the Mishaleach get Malchus? Tosus doesn't blink about that. He tries to explain why the Mishaleach gets Malchus, but he knows that the Mishaleach is going to get Malchus according to Ravina based on Yeshliach Lidvar Avina. Isn't this a Lav Shem Bo Maisa? So Rabosa, I'm going to ask you to answer this Kasha without looking inside. Are you willing to play that game with me? If you don't have the text in front of you, it's not a game. Okay. All right. Seriously, I'm expecting at least two answers to this question, maybe even three. Without looking, I haven't looked. So,
I'm not looking.
What would you say? Is this a Lav Shem Bo Maisa?
Oh, the Kedusha. No.
Well, we're holding now the Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera. Who did the Maisa Kedusha? The Shliach. Well, that's called a lav sheish bo maisa. The shlichus itself makes it into a lav sheish bo maisa. But I think there's a better answer to this kasha of the Yad HaMelech. And that is that we look at the lav itself, and the lav itself is a lav sheish bo maisa. If you violate the lav without a maisa, you still get malchus for the lav because the lav itself is a lav sheish bo maisa. In other words, even if I say that the shliach was the one who's the bala maisa, and the mishalech therefore is not engaging in a maisa, but nevertheless he gets malchus on this lav because the lav sheish bo maisa. I'll give you an example of the flip case. Let's say, for example, the lav is a lav she'ein bo maisa, but he violates it with a maisa. He would not get malchus, even though he did a maisa, because it all depends on the nature of the law. In other words, maisa or not a maisa is not a question of befall whether he did the maisa, but it's a question of how to define the chumras avera.
Is that something we can assume, or is this a chakira?
No, I'm just offering as one possible answer. I mean, obviously it's a chakira. There are many different answers that you could offer to this kasha. One of them might be that the lav itself is a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Lav sheyesh bo maisa lokan olav is not because of the absence of a maisa, but because the lav itself is violated normally without a maisa.
What's the time that you don't get malchus?
Because it has to be dumya de lav de chasima. The Torah says lo sasam shor bedisho, and then it says arboim yakenu. So when do you get arboim yakenu? Only if it's similar to lav chasima. The lav chasima is a lav sheyesh bo maisa. But again, we're trying to define the maisa, the nature of the act. Trying to define the lav. We're not looking for the maisa. We're looking at the lav.
Right,
so, for example, a person buys chametz. Yeah. Would you give malchus for Bal Yor Bar Yimotze? He went to his store on Pesach and he bought chametz. So l'chora, I would say, again, the Rambam is very difficult, but I would say that he doesn't get malchus in this case. Why? Because the lav itself is a lav shebo maisa. The lav is bailus ala chametz, which is a state of being. It's not a maisa. The maisa is only eichet timtza. Do you follow? Well, for example, entering into the Migdash Reikam, right? What does it say? Lo Yirah Panav Reikam. So he enters into the Mikdash and he doesn't have a karmon. So is that a lav sheish bo maisa, lav shein bo maisa? I would say it's a lav shein bo maisa because the lav is violated because he's Reikam. It's not because he enters into the Mikdash. Even if he would be in the Mikdash from Kadmus Dinan, he would still violate the lav. The lav is a lav shein bo maisa. So the Rambam has a unique shita. The Rambam holds that even if the lav per se is a lav shein bo maisa, if you violate the lav with a maisa, then you're chayv malchus. But other Rishonim say no, it all depends on the lav itself. So I'm suggesting that it depends on the lav in both directions, lekula and lechumra. If the lav per se is a lav shein bo maisa, lekula, even if he does a maisa, he doesn't get malchus. If the lav per se is a lav sheish bo maisa, even if he does it in a way where he doesn't do a maisa, he's going to be chayv malchus.
The Rambam would disagree with that.
And the Rambam would disagree with that. So let's see his answers. He says, Yesha Kosav Latari. So one answer is, Shasugya Hikre Shlokish Shachotzim Ishum Shlichus, for who sover shall lav shame bo maisa lokino. This is what you call a typical pilpul. In other words, we're going to make a Reish Lakish Lushitasa. That Reish Lakish is the Bala Sugya here, and Reish Lakish in Mesechta Makis holds that you get malchus for a lav shame bo maisa. Hence, you would get malchus through the Shlichus. And the Kohen would be chayv even though he didn't do a maisa. He says, "Be'emes kaimalon ki Rabbi Yochanan she'ain lokin al kedushay ashliach yeshetir shekol makim shomrim yeshlich v'arvera hareza keilu hamishalech atzmo osas maisa ha'avera biyadov v'nechshav kitlav sheyesh bo maisa." So this is the Yad HaMelech. Let me just see who the Yad HaMelech is. I'm just curious. I think it's from the Noda Yehuda's family. Let me just see. Oh, Rabbi Elazar Landau. This is Noda Yehuda's son. Yeah. So he says that if you hold Yeshlich L'Varvera, then it's considered as if the Mishaleach did the Maisa, and therefore he gets Malchus for a Lav Sheish Bo Maisa. So just Lefi Adi's Daiti, this would really depend upon two definitions of Shlichus. Does Shlichus mean that it's like the Yad HaRichta of the Mishaleach, so the Mishaleach is considered the Bala Maisa? No. The Maisa remains the Maisa of the Shlich, just the Chalosa Maisa goes back to the Mishaleach. He's assuming that the Maisa goes back to the Shlich. Inami says Tos in his second answer. Yesh lomar the afle rava nafkemina the yesh shlichus chalim akedusha v'ein imein shlichus ein chalim akedusha. And Tosa seems to be saying that even if we say that there's no malchus on the Maisa Kedushin, nevertheless, if you hold Ein Shlichus Dvar Veir, the Kedushin is Batel. If you hold like Ravina, Yein Shlichus Dvar Veir, then the Kedushin is Chal. Even though, again, as far as the Maisa Kedushin is concerned, there is no malchus. Tosa is now assuming there's no malchus on the Maisa Kedushin, not like he said in the first parents that he gets malchus for the Kedushin. Bitzarech Biur. Okay, here he has a kasha from the Shara Melech. He says, the im eino loke hare ein kan lav o azhara umemela kedushin kayom veich nidon levatlon. He says the following. How can you tell me that if you hold ein shliach levar veru, the kedushin is not chal? He says, if you don't get malchus, then there's no lav, there's no azhara. So everybody should agree that yesh shliach in this case, because it's not a dvar avera. He's assuming that the reason why you don't get malchus is because there's no azhara. The azhara is the biyah, not the kiddush. If that be the case, then everybody should agree yesh shliach, that the kohen could send the shliach of Yisrael to be mekadesh a grusha for him, because there's no azhara in this case as far as the kiddushin is concerned. So in his first Teretz Tosa says, well, there's an Azhar and Kedusha which is contingent on the Be'ilah that comes afterwards. Once there's a Be'ilah subsequent to the Kedusha, he gets Malkus for the Kedusha. Now Tosa is holding that even after the Be'ilah, he doesn't get Malkus for the Kedusha, because the Torah never prohibited the Kedusha. The Torah prohibited the Be'ah. And that's what Rava means, that Baal Loka, Lo Baal Eino Loka. If that be the case, then we're not dealing with an Aver at all. Everybody should agree that the Kedusha is Chal, because he sent the shliach to implement the kedushin on his behalf. This is what I call a TKO. This is like a bomb kasha. So again, I would suggest the following: that although Tosis is holding that you never get malchus for the kedushin, but Tosis agrees that the kedushin is an avera. The malchus is for what? The Malkus is going to be for
Hello?
The... Oh, the Malkus is going to... Let me just finish. The Malkus is going to be for the Avera of Kedushin. I'm sorry. The Malkus is going to be for the Avera of Be'ilah. And he doesn't get Malkus for the Kedushin Lemafreya, according to the second day in Tosis, but he does violate an Issa. But let's see how he answers it. Yesha Kosov, Sha'aflu Tirtz Hasheni, Shaloka ala Be'ila, Lemafreya. Oh, he's saying now that even the second Teretz of Tosis agrees that the Be'ila per se would not generate Malkus. It's got to be a Be'ila after Kedushin. That's against what we said before, in the name of Samachron, and based on a Ritva, that there's Be'ila for Bia even without Kedushin. And he gets Malkus for Be'ila. Now we're holding that, according to both Teirutz of Tosfos, even the second Teretz, you only get Malkus for Be'ila after Kedushin. And he says, V'achidush shal atiritz hazehu sha'omnam b'shas ha'kedushin ein adayin avera. Ulam kevan shal yidei kedushin lokal abeila nechshav miyad ledvar avera v'lo chal. Lo chal means the shlichus is not chal if you hold ein shlich ledvar avera. Truth is, I think he's saying this. It's interesting. This is a son responding to his father. This is a father responding to his son's kasha. Do you realize what's? This is interesting. See, had I not made sure that the Yad HaMelech who's asking this kash is the son of the Nodavid, I wouldn't be able to say what I'm telling you. But this answer is the Nodavid Yehuda's answer to his son's kash. And now I think what he's answering, again, I'm going to be a little bit liberal about the words of the Nodavid Yehuda here, but I think what he's saying is that the culmination of the Avera is the Bia. But the Avera begins with the Kiddushin itself. So what's the difference now between the first Teretz Tosus and the second Teretz Tosus? The first Teretz Tosus says he's going to get Malkus for the Kiddushin, and that's L'mafreya after he does the Ve'ila. And the second Teretz Tosus is that the Kiddushin only becomes an Avera after it culminates with Bia. And I think he's applying the principle of Mafreya here, but nevertheless it only remains a separate lav. I'm talking about the Kiddushin, but not a Chiyuv Malkus. So the Chiyuv Malkus is for the culmination of this Avera. The Avera began with Kiddushin and it culminates with Bia. So the Bia, Liacha Kiddushin, generates Malkus. That's the full-fledged violation of the lav. But there is a violation of the lav and a partial violation, even with the Kiddushin alone. The first Teretz Tosfos wants to say that Be'ila is nothing more than a condition. It's a T'nai, and once that T'nai is fulfilled, he gets Malkus for Kiddushin. Tosfos is now saying there is no Malkus for Kiddushin, it's only an Averis HaLav. But once it's an Averis HaLav, even though it's not a complete Lav, it's enough to apply the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So that's the Noda B'Yehuda. And now we go on to Mayone HaChokhma. Let's see who he is, but let's first see his answer. He says, the Yesha Kosov Sha'afla Rava Yesh Isa Doraisa B'Kedushin Atzman V'Raka Malkus Tlios B'Bia. Okay, that's how we understood the Mode of Yehuda. The Yesha Kosov She'Isa HaKedushin L'Rava Hu'amnam Rak Midrabanan Af Gam Midrabanan Omrim Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera Ubitela Hashlichus. Okay, so this is against the Rameir Simcha that we learned at the beginning of our discussion today. He's now taking the view, which I feel very comfortable with, that when the Rabbanan generate an Isur, then it becomes Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera, meaning he's violating that Isur, that Avera itself. It's not some sort of general Isur of Lo Sosur. And that's enough to be Mavatil. To be mevatel the shlichus. Okay. Now, can you fast forward to one, and we'll finish this up. One last paragraph done. Tov tzadi gimel. Ve'acherim kosvu shel tirtzav rishon bechol shlichus va'avera ha'maisa kayom. Wow, this is really interesting. In this discussion, he wants to know. What would the first Teretz Tosfos say about the second Teretz Tosfos? In other words, until now we've been focusing on the question why the second Teretz Tosfos rejected the first, and we said that the second Teretz Tosfos holds that there is no Avera in the Kiddushin per se, but maybe there's an Avera Midrabanan, or maybe there's an Avera Salav without Malkus, and that's the difference between the second Teretz and the first. But if we go back to the first Teretz and ask ourselves, why didn't the first Teretz of Tosfos give the same answer as the second Teretz of Tosfos? Which means that there's a nafkemina here between Ravina and Rav Sama as far as whether the Kiddushin is chal or not. If you hold Yeshlich Varver like Ravina, then the Kiddushin is chal, she's an Eishes Ish. If you hold like Rav Sama that ain't shlichus d'var avera, then the kedushin is not chal. That seems to be a profound answer to Tosfos' kasha here about what's the nafkamina between Rav Sama and Ravina. Why did Tosfos shy away from this answer and offer the answer that no, he gets malchus for kedushin? So it seemed that the first teretz of Tosfos holds that everybody agrees, even Rav Sama agrees that the Kiddushin is Chal. Do you hear this, Rav Osei? This, you have to listen into this. This is very important. Even Rav Sama would agree that the Kiddushin is Chal. Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera only is as far as the Avera is concerned. Right? The Avera is not going to relate to the Mishaleach. But as far as the Kiyum HaMaisa is concerned, you may recall that we've discussed in the past Rav Shimon Shkop and others who are machalik between the Avera and the Kiyur Ma'amaisa. And now he's saying Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera is only as far as the Avera is concerned, but not as far as Kiyur Ma'amaisa. So the Nanim Machlokas between the first Teretz Tosfos and the second is a very far reaching Machlokas about how to understand Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. Does Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera mean that the Kiyur Ma'amaisa is completely undermined by the fact that the Maisa and the Kiyum HaMaisa is a Maisa Avera? Well, we say no. Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera means that the Avera doesn't relate back to the Mishalech. He's so to speak relieved from the responsibility for that Avera. But as far as the Kiyum HaMaisa is concerned, that's already a whole different question. That's a parish of Shlichus. So Tosin's first answer holds that the Kiyum HaMaisa is guaranteed even if you hold Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera is only as far as the Avera is concerned. Memela, Tosfos says that we have to find enough gemina between Ravina and Rav Sama, and we can't say that the nafkamina is whether there's a chalos kedushin. The nafkamina must be in terms of the avera, because even Rav Sama applying the principle of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera would still validate the kedushin and be mekayim the maisa. Yesha pirshu she is soda din Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera mishum she shlichus nilmedes mitruma he rak l'kiyum ha-maisa. Beautiful. He's saying that Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera is going to be derived from the parasha of Shlichus. The parasha of Shlichus itself is derived from Truma. And what we're going to say is in Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera that the Truma is Chal. And why? Because that's the nature of Shlichus and the enterprise, the institution of Shlichus derived from Truma for Kiyum HaMaisa. And then we're going to say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera means that although we can derive from Truma that there's a din of Kiyum HaMaisa through the parasha of Shlichus, but nevertheless, as far as the Avera is concerned, is Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. Do you follow? So he's basically reconciling two different halachic enterprises, or two different halachic sugyas. We have one sugya which you derive from Truma, that there's such a thing as Shluchos Shel Adam Kimosa. We have another parsha, which maybe is derived from Me'ila and Shluchos Yad V'Pikadon, and so forth and so on, Shneksum Shem Habon Kechrei Malavdin, that tells me Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. And the reconciliation is that we can have that cake and eat it. We're going to say Yesh Lichu is based on Truma. That's as far as the Kiyum HaMais is concerned. In the case of Truma, the Kiyum is the Chalush Ein Truma, which means that the Bailus is now transferred from the Israel over to the Kohen. And then we have Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera as far as the Mais Avera is concerned. Who's responsible for the Mais Avera? The Shliach is responsible, not the Mishaleah. Is again, just to summarize, even Rav Sama, says Tosfos in his first answer, who holds Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera, would agree that the Kedushin is Chal, because that's already what we derive from Truma as far as the Kiyum HaMais is concerned. He says, Ulefi Zelatir Tzarishon, Ein Ashlichus B'Tela B'Dvar Avera, and as far as the Kiyum HaMais is concerned, namely the Chalos Kedushin, is the Shlichus is Chai V'Kayam. Letir Tzsheni, Tosa's second answer, where the machlokas, the nafkamina between Rav Sam and Ravina is whether or not this grusha is an eishes nish, whether or not the kedushin is chal, is betela shlichus. Once we say it's a dvar avera, then the shlichus is completely null and void. And ein shlich l'dvar is halacha on betela shlichus. And therefore, if the shlichus is not chal, there's no kiyum of kedushin. This again, Rav Osai, rings of Rav Shimon Shkop, which, if you recall, he based himself on the Nesivus. The Yesha Tirut Shel Shnei Atirutzim Shel Tosfos Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera Hu Klal Shenema Raklin Yin Onesh. In other words, that the Shliach is considered culpable, liable as far as onshim is concerned. He did the avera, divrei harav. V'ein pulas aver mityaches islam shaleach v'lachein ein chiyuv al maisa shliach. Avla shlichus kayemes. Everybody agrees that the shlichus is chal as far as the kedushin. So what are we going to do with the second answer to Tosus? El shalatirutz hasheni kevon she'ena pu'ula misyaches islam shaleach b'teilim ha'kedushin. The second answer to Tosus, Rabosai, could you not come in here during the Shia? Is that possible? Because it just distracts me. I'm so sorry. He says the following, that according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, once you're going to tell me that the Maisa can't relate back to the Mishaleach, why? Because it's a Maisa Avera, and the Torah says that the Avera is related specifically to whom? To the Shaliach and not to the Mishaleach. Memela, Batla Kedusha. The Kedusha is also Batla. Why? Shekol Kiyumu Rak Biachas Lepulas HaMishaleach. In other words, the Kedusha can only be valid if we consider the Makadesh to be the Makadesh, which means that the Maisa Kedusha is his Maisa Kedusha, and that we cannot achieve that goal of considering the Makadesh as doing the Maisa Kedusha, because since in Hilchas Avera he's not considered the Makadesh, is Memela in Hilchas Maisa Kedusha to effectuate a Chalos Ish Ish, he's not considered the Bala Maisa. Beautiful. Okay, Rav Osei, we'll stop here. And I wish everyone a great week and a great day. And tomorrow I wish you a great month. And we'll get to that.